Hello, everyone! Welcome back to Completely Off Topic, today's Endless Ramblings. I am Benji Cotter, and I'm the host of this debatably wonderful podcast. I want to start out by saying thank you to those who listened to my trailer episode. I was pleasantly surprised at how many of you actually checked it out. And there were also many of you who gave me suggestions for things that you wanted to hear in my podcast, and I'll be including some of those items in today's episode. So stay tuned for that. Also, in each episode, I will be giving a special shout-out to a listener or multiple listeners who I feel deserve special recognition and thanks. My first shout-out goes to the Carta family, who listened to my trailer while they were on their family vacation road trip. And that means a lot to me. I love your family so much. Thank you for listening and for your endless support and love for me and my family. Now, let's get this episode officially started with a segment that I am going to call Caught in the Act. Caught is, of course, spelled C-O-T-T. This segment will feature stories about stupid criminals doing stupid things and getting, yes, caught in the act. Our first stupid criminal is a woman from Texas. Her city's police department sent out a warning about possible Ebola contamination in heroin and meth, and urged the locals to bring their drugs into the station to get them properly screened with a special device. This woman, terrified that her meth could be, wait for it, dangerous, brought it to the police station, where she was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Great job, lady! You've been caught in the act. Our second story features two buddies who got together to break into an apartment. They realized that they would need a disguise, so they had the brilliant idea to cover their faces in permanent marker. After they were finished with their dirty work, they fled the scene, so proud of themselves. Unfortunately, they didn't get very far. They were pulled over by the police for speeding and were immediately recognized as the burglars because they had easily distinguishable hairstyles. Okay, no, it was actually the permanent marker all over their faces. Gentlemen, nice try, but you've been caught in the act. Now I'd like to introduce another segment, which I am calling, It's Time to Get Caught Up. Again, in this case, caught is spelled C-O-T-T. Work with me on this, people. There aren't a lot of words that can be used as variations of my last name. It's Time to Get Caught Up is a segment dedicated to sharing life updates about me and people I love. Some of you know that I just recently began a job at the YMCA. My duties are to entertain children while their parents are using the fitness center at the Y, play games with them, help them explore creative outlets such as art projects, goofy theatrical activities, and exercise-related games on the Xbox. With this fun job also comes a free membership to the Y. That's really exciting for me because now I don't have to pay a monthly fee to not work out. Anyway, one of the activities I decided to lead some of the kids in was to line up some dominoes to knock each other over in a chain reaction. You've all heard of that, right? Well, I was trying to line up the dominoes, and it just wouldn't work. I couldn't get the pieces to stay balanced long enough to finish the line. I was getting so frustrated, so I finally quit. Maybe next time I'll try with Pizza Hut instead. Now that I've graduated from college with my degree in elementary education, I'm pleased to announce, or re-announce, that I will be teaching 5th grade this next school year at school in. I'm extremely excited to begin this new adventure, but unfortunately, with graduation also comes the obligation to pay back my student loans. In an effort to help me pay back those loans without going broke, I'll be holding a yard sale in the near future to sell items that I have duplicate copies of. Video games, DVDs, CDs, my internal organs. So if you know of anyone who wants to buy anything, let me know. Unless you've been living under a rock this past year, you know that my son is turning 1 year old on Tuesday. I can't even believe that, and it's so weird to think about. This first year has been a crazy roller coaster. I absolutely love being a daddy, and my little chicken nugget is perfect. I can't wait to see what this next year brings. Also, if you have been living under a rock this past year, you might want to go see a chiropractor. Make sure that you shower first. And now you're all caught up. This next segment is called Benji Tales. Thank you, Dan Oldenkamp, for that title. No, I won't be talking about vegetables who love Jesus. That's something completely different. Instead, I'll be telling stories about fun things that have happened in my life. On this first Benji Tales segment, I'll be telling a few stories about situations that happened to me while I was in Ethiopia doing missionary work. Back in 2009, my friend Kyle and I decided that we wanted to do some missionary work in a place that was extremely unfamiliar to us, and so we chose Ethiopia. After doing a little bit of research, we found an organization that we could go with and spend 3 weeks in Ethiopia. We arrived late at night, I'd say 3 o'clock in the morning, and after we unpacked our luggage, our suitcases and everything, we slept for a couple hours because we had to be up around 7:30, 8 o'clock to get started with our very first day of ministry. So the first thing that happened the following morning, or 4.5 to 5 hours after we fell asleep, we had a meeting with some Ethiopian natives who were called social workers. And these social workers were in charge of overseeing the children that were enrolled in the program that we traveled through, and their families, and basically look after the children in the program. So all these social workers came to the guest house we were staying in, and for the first morning, we had a lesson in the Amharic language, which is the language primarily spoken in Ethiopia. One of the social workers, Eshetu, who has become a very dear friend to me and Kyle and many of our other friends that we met while in Ethiopia, was doing the lesson, and that morning he was teaching us how to properly greet someone that we would come upon in the street in the Amharic language. To greet a male, you would say salam no. To greet a female, you would say salam nish. And basically those words mean peace to you, specific by gender. Salam no for male, salam nish for female. So that was our very first lesson. It was a short lesson, and we had some breakfast and some tea, and we were going to go out and continue with our ministry. Well, I wanted to put this Amharic lesson into practice right away. And so as soon as we left the gate of our guest house, we walked down a pathway, and there were two ladies who were sitting alongside the road. They were just kind of sitting there, squatting there, and I looked at both of them and said, Salamnish, Salamnish, you know, each one individually. They kind of looked at me with an odd, strange look on their faces and gave me a quick nod and said, Salamno. And a little further down the path, I saw another lady who was just sitting there squatting, and I said, Salamnish. And she gave me a similar funny expression as the other two ladies, the first two, and kind of hesitatingly said, Salamno, back to me. And I turned to Eshetu and I asked him, am I saying and pronouncing Salamnish correctly? He said, yes, it's perfect. You're doing a great job. And I said, so why is it that, you know, those three ladies that I greeted, I said Salamnish, and they looked at me funny and hesitated, and then greeted me in return. Why are they looking at me funny? With a twinkle in his eye and a laugh, Eshetu said, well, it is because they are pooping. And I said, what? They're what? And he said, you have greeted these three ladies while they were pooping. I immediately turned 16 different shades of red and was quite embarrassed
because I didn't realize that I had greeted them while they were going about their daily business. So, the life lesson for that is it's great to greet people, but wait until after they are done pooping before you greet them. This next story also happened with a Shih Tzu. We were walking down a path, and I, as always, had my camera with me because I love taking photos, and we saw two little girls hanging on the fence outside of their house. And I asked a Shih Tzu, would it be appropriate if I took their photo? The Shih Tzu said, yes, that would be wonderful. They are queens. And I looked at him and said, they're what? He said, they are queens. And I said, then I don't think it would be appropriate for me to take their picture. He said, okay, don't take their photo if you don't want to, but you can if you'd like. And I said, a Shih Tzu, really, I don't know that it would be appropriate to take a photo of these girls if they are royalty. And he looked at me with a very puzzled look on his face and said, who said they were royalty? I said, a Shih Tzu, you did. You told me that these girls were queens. And he laughed so hysterically and said, I did not say queens. I said they are tweens. You know, there are two of them. They were born on the same day. They are tweens. And so I joined him in the laughter because these two young girls were not of a royal family. They were just twins. So I quickly and embarrassingly, with the Shih Tzu still laughing harder than he's ever laughed in his life, took their picture and we continued down the path. I will be saving another very funny, quite a bit longer story from Ethiopia for another episode. Thank you for listening. This has been Benji Tales. And just like that, our episode is over. I want to thank everyone for listening to this first official episode of Completely Off Topic, Today's Endless Ramblings. I hope you enjoyed the segments that were present on this episode. Please give me comments or messages about what you liked, what you didn't like, things you'd like to see added to the podcast, that kind of thing. Also, I would like to have a question and answer session on one of these episodes coming up, so maybe next episode or the one after that. If you have any questions for me about my life, things that you are curious about related to details of who I am, that kind of thing, feel free to give me those questions. There is a message option on the podcast, or you can leave the messages on my Facebook, whatever you want to do. I would love to answer questions that anyone might have and include them on my podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Okay, bye.